What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're talking about the various war zones, emphasis on the plural. Before we get to that, though, I want to respond to that last caller, because we are seeing the media just out there trying to say anything they think is going to harm Trump, Donald Trump's sisters, lawyers, accountants, chiropodists, hairdresser, once had a date with Putin's cousins, dog walkers, brother. I mean, they're just reaching. And yet the same corporate media absolutely will not touch the Uranium One deal. And this is well documented. Russian uranium company made huge donations to the Clinton Foundation. They partnered with a Canadian company. And then they worked to acquire huge amounts of uranium ore inside the United States of America with the assistance of Hillary Clinton's State Department. And the uranium ore they wanted was on land that was owned by ranching families who'd been there for generation after generation. What do you do about that? Do you buy the land at a fair market price? Heck no. You send in the Bureau of Land Management screaming about the desert tortoise or this or that or brush fires, and you clean these people off their land. You just kick them off so you can turn it over to this Canadian-Russian uranium company. That's the scandal there. And the corporate media will not touch it. They're going to make jokes about Donald Trump's hair. And it's amazing how much projection there is going on at the Hillary Clinton campaign. Anytime she's accused of any kind of a crime or anything, they turn around and say, oh, no, it's not her. Donald Trump did it. They even came out and tried to claim Donald Trump created ISIS. What did he do? Bring the jihadis over to his casino and get them hopelessly in debt and say, you're going to go on out and do things I... It's ridiculous. But they've gotten into this rut. Whatever is coming out about Hillary, oh no, that's Donald Trump. Really, that's Donald Trump. It's amazing. Now, getting on over to Russia and Ukraine, because things are really cranking up over there. We were commenting yesterday about this crawl on the Fox News broadcast about how Russia is ready to invade Ukraine. No reason for Russia to do that, but it's a cover for the fact that Ukraine has been caught repeatedly trying to infiltrate into Crimea and has been caught by the FSB. Apparently, there's been a border skirmish. Ukrainians basically got into Crimea. They were discovered by the Russians. There was a firefight. Two Russians were killed. Ukraine is denying it ever happened. And by the way, this article was in the New York Times, still pushing this bovine excrement about Russia's annexing Crimea. Russia did not annex Crimea. Crimea voted to leave the Ukraine following the U.S.-backed coup d'etat. Then they held a second referendum to ask to become part of the Russian republics. Both referendums passed by a huge margin. They said, can we please join the Russian republics? The Russian republic said, yes, welcome aboard. That's what happened. It was not an annexation. And still the New York Times is pushing this bovine excrement. I guess the theory is if they keep repeating that lie long enough and long enough and often enough that you'll just somehow kind of accept, yes, Russia annexed Crimea. I will hear and obey and believe. So we're seeing this tensions rise over Crimea, and they're trying to make it look like this is all Russia's fault when it's Ukraine that is clearly making these provocative actions. Putin has now declared Russia's most advanced air defense missiles to Crimea in expectation that there's going to be some kind of an invasion. Because one of the major reasons the U.S. brought about that coup d'etat against Ukraine's legitimate government and installed President Chocolate as the puppet was in order to take Crimea away as a base for ships for Russia. That was basically the goal there, in order to turn the Black Sea into an American lake. And it didn't really work out. At this point, it's almost moot because Russia now has achieved a permanent naval base on the coast of the Mediterranean in Syria. Apparently, after his non-productive meeting in Turkey, Joe Biden had a visit to Belgrade. He was met with protests, including huge numbers of pro-Donald Trump banners. The world understands what's at risk if Hillary steals the White House. There will be mushroom clouds all over the place here. The U.S. is now officially admitting they have boots on the ground in Libya, trying to prop up the U.S.-engineered puppet government against the people of Yemen. Like I said, there are so many parallels between the United States right now and the fall of the Russian Empire. I'm sorry, the Roman Empire. Because as Rome's military became overextended, they couldn't police the empire. After they lost those three legions in Germany, Rome did not have enough legions to keep the empire under control. And this outlying province would break away. They'd send the legions over there to slap them around. And while the legions were over there, this other province would break away. And it began to crumble. And with all that wealth looted from those conquered provinces, Rome began to sink into hopelessly unpayable debt and eventual collapse. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining the network. We're talking about the various wars and conflicts going on around the world and how the U.S. agenda that was leaked by General Wesley Clark all the way back in 2003 is in serious, serious trouble. Now, Turkey, apparently unimpressed by Joe Biden's visit, is continuing along the position of blaming the United States for the failed coup against Erdogan. And they're pivoting toward Russia, and they're talking about pulling out of NATO. And Turkey is a foundation stone of NATO's power projection into the Middle East. If Turkey leaves, well, NATO may still be a force to be reckoned with in Europe. But their influence over the Middle East is going to be waning here. Now, over in the Western Pacific, the U.S. is China's continuing to stand on its rights to those islands, which were granted to China at the end of World War II, or to be more accurate, they were returned to China at the end of World War II in what was called the Cairo Convention. Those islands have always been considered part of China. Japan invaded and took them over when World War II was over. The Cairo Convention, which was signed by the United States, among other countries, said, yes, these are Chinese islands. China now has them again. That's the legal foundation for China to say those islands belong to China. And they're going to defend their territory. There's not much to defend, but they're going to stand firm. And if China is now coming on board with Russia and Syria, then this is an indication that Russia will come on board with China in that Western Pacific. And they're rushing into a world war. And I know I've said this many times, and I'm going to go on saying it. The United States does not have what is required to prevail in a conventional war against Russia and China. We don't have the manpower. We don't have the money. We don't have the manufacturing, and we don't have the moral right. Anybody who's read Sun Tzu's Art of War understands the U.S. is going into a war without the essential requirements for victory. This war could easily go nuclear. On the day when Washington, D.C. realizes they cannot win conventionally against Russia and China, they'll resort to the nuclear weapons. Look at that whole discussion about no first use, where you've got top military people in the U.S. saying, we shouldn't have that as a constraint. We should be willing to do first use of nuclear weapons. And even in a nuclear exchange, the U.S. is still not going to win. Frankly, nobody wins in a nuclear war, except the bankers. The bankers have loaned all the money for these weapons at interest. And when it's all over and the world is laid to rubble, those bankers will loan us more money at interest to rebuild what we had before they started playing their nefarious game. Bankers love wars. Wars are the bankers' richest harvest of debt to hold the human population as their slaves. We fell for it twice already on a global scale. Let us please not fall for it again. Now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, fresh from her dismissal as chairman of the Democratic National Committee, is back down in Florida dealing with her reelection, and she's facing an uphill battle against her primary challenger, Tim Canova, and got into a debate and just tore into him over support for Israel. And they went back and forth about, you know, support for Israel. And I have a message for Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I would like to remind you, you are standing on the United States of America, not Israel. You are running for the United States Congress, not the Knesset. You need to be talking about the problems we're facing here in the United States of America, not what's going on in Israel. However, if in your heart of hearts you wish to run for the Knesset, I am certain that we could crowdfund a one-way ticket to Israel for you. I am sick and tired of all of these politicians who campaign on how much they love a foreign country. America needs leaders who are going to put America first, second, and third, and that is a major part of Donald Trump's allure. He wants to put America first. He's been denounced as a racist. He's even been called anti-Semitic for wanting to make America first in our policy. There's nothing wrong with wanting America to be a better country because we live here. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a wall and secure immigration to protect what we, the American people, have built generation after generation after generation after generation. And what is infuriating about the Democrats and the liberals and the Hillary campaign, they are ready to take the heritage of the American people, the legacy that we wish to leave to our children, and give it away to illegals and refugees in exchange for their votes. Hillary's campaign has literally recruited illegal immigrants to go on out and register Latino voters who may themselves be illegal immigrants, because Hillary's people are all over this country trying to overturn voter ID laws. Hillary understands the only way she's going to get the White House is to cheat the election. Everything she has done during the primary season and during the run-up to the general election shows she knows she cannot win an honest election against Donald Trump. They're not even trying to campaign as an honest election. It's all about the cheating. It's all about illegal immigrants voting. It's all about ballot box stuffing. It's all about those electronic machines. It's all about the corporate media rigging their polls by polling more Democrats than Republicans. They're telegraphing this is going to be the dirtiest election in U.S. history. Now, turning on over to Israel, that Debbie Wasserman Schultz loves so much, there's been a bit of a stink because apparently recently Israel's bulldozers tore down a couple of schools built in the occupied territories for first and second graders. And the reason this was a big stink was, first of all, the cabins were donated by a French non-governmental organization and funded by the European Union, and as a result, bore the logo of the European Union. And that did not stop Israel. They just knocked them all down. Those Palestinian children, they don't need to go to school. They're all just going to grow up to be terrorists anyway. It's the attitude. Now, up in Holland, there has been a Palestinian, a lawyer for the Palestinian group, Nada Kiswanson, who has been the victim of a steady stream of death threats while she's worked with the International Criminal Court as it probes possible war crimes committed by Israel against the Palestinians. The death threats have reached such a point that Holland is now opening their own investigation as to just what the heck is going on and who might be behind the death threats. I'm sure we can all guess. Meanwhile, the Evangelical Lutheran Church has adopted a resolution. They've approved a resolution demanding the United States government stop all aid to Israel until Israel stops building illegal settlements in the occupied territories. And don't forget, there's a lawsuit that's been filed demanding that the United States stop sending money to Israel because it's a violation of United States law for the government to take your money and give it to Israel, who is a nuclear-armed state but refuses to sign the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty or submit to IAEA inspections. This is U.S. law. The Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act both make it a crime for the U.S. government to give your money to Israel while it has nuclear weapons technology, but refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty or allow IAEA inspections. The official U.S. government position is, we're not really sure if they have nuclear weapons. Therefore, it's okay for us to give your money to Israel because we don't really know that they have nuclear weapons. And of course, documents have come on out saying that the U.S. government was aware of Israel's nuclear arsenal all the way back to the Johnson years. Remember Obama's first press conference as president, and Helen Thomas got up there and asked him point blank, what nations in the Middle East have nuclear weapons right now? And Obama put on his tap shoes and he danced away and he talked about the dangers of proliferation and escalation, and we're very concerned in keeping an eye. And the next day, Helen Thomas, who'd been a fixture in the White House press corps for many administrations, was out on the street. Obama was lying. He was evading the question, and he knew he was. And along with just scrubbing out the Congress in general, I would dearly love to see in November all these Israel firsters, all these Israel lovers get kicked out of our United States Congress, because we really do need a Congress and a White House that is concerned with what's best for the United States of America, not with plundering our nation for the benefit of a foreign ruler. Iraq didn't like foreign puppet rule. Yemen didn't like foreign puppet rule. Libya didn't like foreign puppet rule. Afghanistan didn't like foreign puppet rule. Why should we, the American people, be any more comfortable with it? And the answer is we shouldn't. We need to pink slip all these Israel firsters and get them out of our government. Now, getting on to the economic news, Deutsche Bank is now admitting they are preparing for a major market crash. And they're calling it financial repression mode. And they're trying to basically build up cash reserves and implement what are called financial buffers against a possible collapse. And they're already talking about may need another bail-in, may need to have the German people fork over more money to help the banks get around their self-created disaster. And it is a self-created disaster. Private central banks anywhere have a built-in design flaw. They create more debt than money with which to pay the debt until the debt crashes the system. And as they get closer and closer to that crash, their only option is loot the people to protect the banks. And we're seeing in Germany, we're seeing it here in the United States of America, we're seeing it in France, we're seeing it in Italy, we certainly are seeing it to an extreme in Greece and Cyprus. Because we have these governments that are more beholden to the bankers than to the people. That has got to change. Now, going into next year, the Obamacare sticker shock is going to average 24% increase in your premiums. That's an average. Some are going to be higher, some are going to be lower. The average 24% in a single year. That's what your health insurance premiums are going to go up by. Obamacare is a complete unmitigated disaster, both for its overt purpose of making health care affordable to the American people and for its covert purpose of generating vast new profits for the health insurance industry and tax revenues for our desperately broke and bankrupt government. And the health insurance companies, it has been a disaster for them. Aetna is now going to cut off their Obamacare patients in more than 500 counties across the United States. And the problem when one of these insurance companies drops you in the middle of the year is, and you find a new policy, the deductible resets all over again. You have to start on a brand new deductible. Most Americans are not getting any benefit at all from these Obamacare insurance policies. It's just a cash suck. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about Obamacare. It's in serious, serious trouble. A lot of the co-op exchanges have closed. We have the health insurance providers ducking out, canceling the policies of Americans. It's all falling apart. So what's going to happen if Obamacare actually crumbles and fails? Well, you, the taxpayer, are going to get stuck with it. They're talking about Obamacare possibly melting down before the end of the year, and written into the Affordable Care Act is that all the losses from a collapse get dumped on you, the taxpayer. You, the taxpayer, are made to pay for everything. And that, of course, is fascism. Those who are making money get to keep it. Those who lose money transfer the losses on to the people. That's economic fascism. The retail Mageddon is continuing. Macy's is closing 100 stores. And what's really alarming, for them to be doing that right now, at the start of the holiday shopping season, and I know you're saying it's August, that's ridiculous. Actually, no, the Halloween stuff is already up at the stores. Some of the stores even have some of the Christmas stuff up. I couldn't believe it. August, to try and flog those last few pennies out of your pockets. Now, prior to the collapse of 2008, 60% of the U.S. economy was the consumer economy, and it is evaporating under the decline of decent wages and salaries, skyrocketing prices, mandated purchases. You will buy this. You will buy that. You will buy a vaccine. You will buy Obamacare insurance. You will do this. And it's all falling apart because everybody is out there taking care of their particular donor, their particular agenda. Nobody is maintaining an overview of what's best for the nation as a whole. Now, we expect corporate interests to be greedy. That's what they're in business for. We demand the federal government to act as an arbitrator between corporate greed and what's best for the nation. That's how it's supposed to work. But our government has gone totally over to the side of the money junkies, and that too is fascism. Benito Mussolini, who won the Olympic gold medal for being a fascist jerk, said fascism ought to be more properly called corporatism because it is the alignment of government authority and corporate interests against the general public. That's where we are right now. Now, here's an interesting little irony. A lot of people were very upset after the automotive bailout that a lot of these automobile companies that were kept in business on the back of the American taxpayer immediately started closing their U.S. factories and going to other countries. And they've hit a little bit of a snag down there because apparently down in Mexico where they built all these new auto plants, they can't find enough qualified workers to build the cars down there in Mexico to ship back here to the United States for sale or anyplace else. Detroit, of course, is filled with qualified auto workers who can't find any work. And there's a little bit of a problem. Our government says that it's real, you know, anybody from Mexico can walk into this country and try and find work. Mexico does not reciprocate. Those unemployed auto workers in Detroit cannot just walk across the border into Mexico and say, hey, we can make your auto factories work. Because Mexico has a strict immigration policy. And if you really wanted to be fair with Mexico and Mexicans, let's just have exactly the same policy Mexico does, which is you walk across the border without permission, you are going to jail. Mexico is protecting its labor force, even though it's currently insufficient. Our government is not protecting our labor force by flooding in all these illegal immigrants and refugees and saying, go ahead and get a job. We're not going to enforce, you know, the immigration laws, just like they don't enforce that telemarketer do not call list. Have you noticed that's gone completely away? It really is an absurd situation. It's out of control. Now then, remember not too long ago where one of the Rothschild family actually got arrested for financial skullduggery, and it triggered an investigation of one of the Rothschild banks. And apparently WikiLeaks has just released a document showing that the Rothschild Bank was involved in massive money laundering. More when we come back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So before the commercial break, we're talking about this latest revelation about the Rothschilds. Now, you don't hear a lot about them. These are people who are so rich, they never show up on the Forbes list of the world's richest people because they don't want the attention. Now, not too long ago, one of the Rothschilds got arrested for some financial skullduggery, and it triggered an actual investigation of one of the Rothschild banks. WikiLeaks has now released a cable from the Public Library of U.S. Diplomacy, basically showing the Rothschild Bank advising a secret and corrupt billion-dollar transaction in order to create a massive money laundering scheme in Senegal, with the intention of crashing that nation's economy. So this is how the Rothschilds work. If you don't play the banking game the way they want, they will destroy your economy. Now, meanwhile, again, in the wake of that failed coup, Turkey is threatening to basically open the floodgates for more refugees to go to Europe. Huge, huge numbers of them. What a disaster that has turned out to be. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Kuya Johnny in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It's going fine. What can I do for you?
Great, great. Well, I'm calling from the People's Republic of California.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to give some information out on the all the gun laws here. There's a group called VetoGunMageddon.org. And all you Californians, let's fight back. Let's get our clear these 7 laws that just passed by Governor Brown. And, you know, we really need to get together and fight back.
Okay, what's the name of that website again?
It's VetoGunMageddon.org.
What are those first 4 letters? I'm not sure.
V as
oh,
in victory.
Veto.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Veto guns. Never mind. It just showed up in the search. Okay. I'm going to link to that.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And I just wanted to say that I myself, I'm Filipino.
Yes.
And there are many, and actually half Filipino, half Mexican. There are many of us who are going to be voting for Trump that will not say. Because of all the crazy liberals and leftists that we have here, and man, I'm hoping things will change with him. You know, he hasn't been a politician, but
that's why he's attractive.
Yes, exactly.
And you know, what's kind of interesting is Hillary's campaign is trying to castigate Donald Trump. For merely being a successful man who's getting into politics late in life. But if you think about it, that description also fits George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and John Adams. And they worked out okay, yes. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I've been saying for many, many years is that our country needs to be run like a business. And, you know, I think it's time that it has been run by a businessman.
Yeah, I think running it as a business rather than as a religion, which is what they've been doing for the last 20 years. You will believe that we're good. You will believe we
mean it. I believe, Mike.
Yeah.
I believe.
Okay, yes, we're here. We're the moral authority. And then, of course, you look at all the molested children and everything down on Jeff Epstein's island there.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here. And not just Jeff Epstein. Remember the Franklin scandal? Apparently, the elites in our country seem to feel having sex with children is just one of the perks of the job. And I don't know. I really don't understand where that's coming from. Yes, it's power, but I don't know. I just don't understand. Getting on back to immigration, the... Hillary Clinton's refugee plan will bring in 620,000 refugees during her first term in office at a lifetime cost of $400 billion, with a B, dollars to the taxpayer. To bring these people here, give them some kind of a home, some kind of assistance, because they're not going to find work. We don't have enough work for the American people. Now, over in Sweden, they're finally coming to terms with what this open borders situation has created for them. They're describing it as the summer inferno of sexual assaults. And it's completely out of control. And they were trying all these dumb things. Sweden was handing out these elastic bands for girls to wear, saying, I don't want to be touched. And the refugees are like collecting those as trophies of all the girls that they've sexually assaulted. Just got them up their arms like trophies. Now then, we were talking the other day about how California is getting ready to pass a law that would criminalize publication of undercover videos in medical facilities. And the law was specifically passed to protect Planned Parenthood from any more of these embarrassing videos that came on out and basically said it's an organ factory. That they're taking these babies and they're cutting them up and they're selling them for the parts. And it was a huge political embarrassment. It was a black eye for the liberal establishment. It was a black eye for the abortion agenda. But the problem with this law is it's so broadly written that it's going to protect other things, like doctors who sexually abuse their patients while they're under anesthesia, doctors who are pedophiles. They're all now going to be protected. Anything going on in a medical facility, even if it's caught on an undercover camera, if that video is made public, the journalist making that video public goes to jail. So stop complaining about how the doctor was having sex with your daughter when she was under anesthesia, because they're now protected. So let's talk about water quality. Let's talk about what's going on down in Flint, Michigan, as a bellwether of the decline of the American empire. Because our government is out there spending your money like crazy on Israel and war and Wall Street and on themselves, certainly, and their cronies. But for you, the ordinary American people, things are getting pretty bad out there. It is now come on out that the Attorney General's office in Michigan was getting complaints about the water quality a whole year before there was any kind of a probe that was going on. They were just covering it up. We don't have the money to provide safe drinking water. We'll just pretend it's not an issue. We'll get bottled water for the state offices, of course. You know, we don't want our people drinking that water from Flint. Apparently, down in North Carolina, their chief state epidemiologist, Megan Davies, just resigned in protest of Governor Pat McCrory's administration. She believes that McCrory, who was an employee of Duke Energy for 29 years, is responsible for deliberately misleading the public about the toxic levels in the drinking wells near the Duke Energy power plants. And she came on out and said, "I cannot work for a department and an administration that deliberately misleads the public." So now we have down in North Carolina a toxic water problem that was being covered up by the government. Just like they're covering up the toxic water around the fracking sites. In fact, over here at Blacklisted News, they have an article where basically unsafe levels of toxic chemicals are found in drinking water for 6 million Americans. And my guess, it's probably going to be worse than that. And apparently they're focused on two particular chemicals, industrial chemicals. They're linked with cancer and health problems. Polyfluoroalkyl and perfluoroalkyl substances, PFASs, exceeding federal recommended safety levels. And the study has been published as of August 9th in Environmental Science and Technology Letters. Now, Aaron Brockovich, who gained notoriety over the hexavalent chromium scandal at PG&E out in California, has started a new project about water safety in the United States of America. And they're reporting water testing all across the country is showing that what's coming out of your faucets is dangerous to drink. Now, that's good news for the bottled water companies who are sucking the remaining safe drinking water out of the aquifers and bottling it and selling it back to you at a huge markup. But it shows just the callous disregard for public safety coming in from all levels of government. Okay, you got sick drinking the tap water. That's good for the economy, because now you have to go to the doctor, and you have to have treatments, and you have to buy prescription medications, and you have to have... And see, it's all really good for the economy as long as we keep you really chronically ill. That's the thinking, apparently. Now, if you're concerned about your water quality, a reminder, you can go out on eBay, and you can get a water testing kit. It's good for one series of tests. They go about $20-25. I'm not going to recommend a particular brand. The one that I got had lead content, microbe content, and about six different other things. And we have actually very good tap water coming out of the faucets here in Hawaii, because we're sucking it out from the middle of a dead volcano. But for other places, if you're not sure, better to test and know for a fact that your drinking water is safe. And if it isn't, you got to take steps for it. Let's grab a phone call. Joseph on Oahu. Aloha, brah. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Good program. I wanted to just comment on actually two things, one being with Hillary, first of all. And I was listening to another program, I guess, and a person made an interesting comment about how, you know, with the FBI, people basically just giving her a free pass on all this stuff. That if she does get elected, then she's going to basically have a whole payback to all these people who have basically kept all the information under wraps. You know, I guess they'll basically control her, you know, or she'll be controlled by them because, you know, she can't, you know, divulge. You know, they'll be able to basically own the information that they were keeping quiet on her.
So, well, anybody, let me interrupt you for a second here, because anybody who thinks that needs to go back and look at all the dead bodies that started dropping after Bill Clinton became president, because people who had compromising information on him started dying in very suspicious circumstances.
True. Yeah, I guess that's a valid point. The other thing that I thought was actually just my comment is about, with all these lifers that are in Congress right now, everybody has dirt, it seems, Republicans, Democrats, on everybody else. So no one's willing to call anybody out for that, you know, for retribution on their own dirt that they've got. And, Donald Trump, at least, you know, pretty much, I guess if he gets elected, which is kind of a good thing in this sense, that he'll call people out. His dirt is pretty much exposed for, if you know, not political dirt, but just his own business transactions, and therefore it's kind of in the open. So, but he has no fear of basically calling other people out, and that's, I think, a big reason why you have the establishment on both sides trying to keep him at bay for fear that, you know, they'll get exposed. And just wanted to get your comment on some of that.
No, you're absolutely right. They don't have any leverage on him whatsoever. I mean, the Washington Post literally detailed a team of 30 reporters to try and dig up dirt on Trump, and all they could find was how his father got arrested at a KKK rally 9 years before Donald Trump was born. They tried to gin up this bogus lawsuit claiming that Trump had raped an underage girl on Jeff Epstein's island. That one fell apart because it turned out the plaintiff didn't really exist. And I think they did that so that they didn't have the risk of somebody in the media confronting the person playing the plaintiff and compromising them. But they did the lawsuit once out in California, and it fell apart when it turned out the address for the plaintiff was a boarded up building. The phone number was disconnected and had belonged to a dentist before that, and so they threw it out of court. Now they refiled it in New Jersey, and I don't think it's getting any more traction there. But the goal isn't to actually have a lawsuit, but to have the media say, oh, there's a lawsuit saying Donald Trump raped this girl on Jeff Epstein's island. I think they backed off on that one because of the public awareness that Bill Clinton was a regular visitor down there as well. So, but and now this idea that, you know, Putin and Trump are working together to destroy the nation. Trump created ISIS. I mean, it really is the spaghetti approach. They're throwing everything they can at him and hoping something is going to stick. And so far, it isn't.
Yeah, agreed. Well, hopefully, I hate to say it this way, the dumbed down public or whatever is not going to buy into the stuff that the press is feeding them. You hope that
I don't think the public is as dumbed down as our government was hoping they were.
Yeah, hopefully. Definitely that's the case. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Well, apparently the Food and Drug Administration, the same group that's telling you GMOs are wonderful and you shouldn't worry about them, has come down with a whole new raft of very strict regulations for the supplements industry in order to basically shut them down if possible or limit their operation so that people will stop thinking that they can actually treat their own minor medical conditions with good nutrition and supplements and instead obediently go back to the doctors and their Obamacare health insurance policies and feed that medical industrial complex. The system is completely corrupted top to bottom. And even with a Donald Trump presidency, I don't think this system can be saved, and I think we would all be better off if this government were to collapse the way the former Soviet Union did. We, the American people, would certainly be off the hook for this massive amount of debt the government has created for us to be slaves to, and the spying would go away, the tyranny would go away. I think the American people would really be better off with a complete change of nation at this point. So that being said here, moving on, NASA is once again out there screaming about how July was the hottest nation or the hottest month since records began. And they literally came on out and said July 2016 was the world's hottest month since They started keeping data. And that is complete and utter nonsense, because we know 1936 was a lot hotter. We know that NASA right now, you need to understand something about NASA. NASA's entire budget has been pretty much slashed. They've got no new major spaceflight projects coming up. A huge part of their funding right now is based on their support of the human-caused global warming agenda. And they have to keep on doing that or they're going to lose more and more of their money. And so that's why they're coming up with this stuff. And as a matter of fact, NASA and NOAA have both been caught fudging the data, the satellite data, over and over again. I used to work for NASA. And inside, we always used to say, NASA stands for Never a Straight Answer. Because they are a political organization, not a scientific one, and they have been ever since the end of the Apollo missions. We'll be right back after these few words.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, coming up on the top of the hour. and we're talking about human-caused global warming, we're already seeing snow come early to parts of Europe. Winter sports venues are planning on opening early. And NASA's still out there trying to say that July was the hottest month on Earth since records started being kept. And they're really pushing this. And the reason is obvious. The U.S. federal government is dead broke. They are hopelessly in debt. They have bankrupted this nation to pay for these wars of intervention. They've bankrupted the nation, propping up Wall Street to the point where even Wall Streeters are saying that stock market is now completely disconnected from the economic reality of this nation. And, of course, all this money being given to Israel, and every penny of it a violation of U.S. law. So, yeah, they're going to come back for that carbon tax. And that's why we're getting all these stories about July was scorching, July was hot. Meanwhile, winter down under in Australia and New Zealand is staying very, very late. Now, the North Island of New Zealand, which will get a dusting of snow every 15 years or so, got hit with 3 feet of snow over the last week. This was such a rare event that the New Zealand media was calling it unfathomable. No, it's not unfathomable if you're going into a new little ice age, which seems to be what's going on. Now, remember back on March 20th, 2000, banner headline, the UK Guardian, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. And look how many record hard winters we've had since then. And the corporate media is desperate to prove to the powers that be that they still can brainwash the public into thinking the world is warming. Despite all the snow, they're desperate to prove that they can put Hillary Clinton over on the American voter, despite her long history of crime and corruption. Because on the day when it becomes obvious that the corporate media has lost the ability to bamboozle their readers, their audience, their listeners, their viewers, those million-dollar paychecks are going to go away. Corporate TV news loses vast amounts of money, especially in this day and age where their viewership is shrinking and their ad rates have to shrink. But they're propped up by their corporate owners as instruments of propaganda. And corporate leadership has no loyalty, no sentimentality. When it becomes obvious that this form of propaganda isn't working any longer, they're just going to turn it off. And all these prostitutes and correspondents who went along with all of this lying to the people of the United States and the people of the world, they're going to be out of work in a country with 94 million Americans already willing and able to work and cannot find a job. And I have no sympathy for them. We have to do a quick station identification, and we'll be back with hour number three. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for software fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.